This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really, truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money's here. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, Ignition. What's up, everybody around the country, around the world? Thank you very much for opening your mobile application and listening to the WFO Radio Ignition show. If you're a Nitro listener, welcome to you. And if you are a first-time listener, you just downloaded the app. You're saying, hey, I'm going to download a free app that looks like it's racy. And check it out. Did you guys hear that? Wow. Before we go any further, the great Giovanni comes into the show generating from sunny South Florida, which is in the midst of a thunder and lightning storm. What about that?
All right.
I don't think they heard of that.
No, I don't think they heard it, but it scared me.
Yeah, you're frightened a little bit? Yeah, I'm against them.
Hello, we're amongst all this electronic equipment.
We have a roof over our head. We'll be fine.
I don't trust your proper grounding technique.
Do you think that a lightning bolt could come right through our ceiling right now? I mean, is that how it would happen?
No, it would hit the house and we would be fried with all this electrical equipment. It'd come right down through the headset, it right fried into my brain.
It would be the most listened to show we ever had. So before that...
Well, if one of us croaked on the air, I would hope it was.
So before it happens, allow me to say, for all the news anchors that are playing this after our untimely demise... 1, WFOradio.com, get your stuff, get your gear. I don't know who's going to be carrying the banner from the post-mortem, but the brand WFO Radio should be bigger, better, and stronger than ever. 2, I know some people in our families that will probably be looking to sell the WFO Radio brand at just the right price. So you might want to contact them. And 3... if there is even a 3, hey, I lived a good life. I just want everybody to know that. And my final parting message to the world is, can't we all just get along? And there you go. Now, if the lightning bolt does come through the ceiling, and that does prove to be my final statement, I'm probably going to wish I had said something a little more extreme. But that's really what it's all about. I just want to, I wish we could all just get along. What is the problem? Why can't we all just get along? Especially you, first-time listener. Especially you. I know you clicked the link and your buddy, maybe it was Los Jincones, or maybe it was somebody, they said they're retweeting this link over and over again. Rich and Saugus retweeting the link every week to the 82 Twitter followers. And you're like, finally, all right, Rich, enough. Let's see what this is. Or Fernando Loaiza, or whoever, whichever WFO Radio listener has tweeted the link in hopes that one of their followers would click and listen to the show. First of all, it is our fault. We are imploring them to do this. 2, we think you'll enjoy the show. Hey, now that you've clicked on it. And 3,
thank you very much.
Yes, we do appreciate it greatly. And 4, you kind of picked a bad day, though, because we're in the midst of a horrific lightning storm, and it could be our final program. So stick around to hear what's going on. Now, I'm feeling like my voice is a little weak. I don't know if it sounds a little weak, but it certainly feels a little weak. It could be weak for a myriad of reasons, one of which...
You're frail.
General frailty, yes. No, I never have a weak voice problem. And... I demand an apology. I have not been ill once this year. Have you noticed that in 2014? And I know the reason. I think I know the reason. It is widely known that I get sick easily, like a cold or a flu bug or a lot, a couple times a year usually. This year, and I don't want to jinx it, but I have been illness-free. Do you know what is different this year from any other year?
Enlighten me. I know it's a rhetorical question.
For the first time ever, I got a flu shot.
Oh, no way, dude. Not me, man. I'm not going to get the disease shot into
myself. See, that's the thing, is that the flu shot...
That's for weak and frail people like you.
Maybe.
Those of us that are healthy as a horse, like me, and very rarely get
not
sick
that
without the flu shots. Look,
you
I may
mental
be...
mental illness.
Look, physically, I am the epitome of good health.
No, you're not. You don't get little
bugs. I disagree.
Bugs. That's because you're
I rarely get sick.
Face down in the swill. You do rarely catch
anything.
Cold and flu bugs.
And there's people in my household sick almost on a daily, weekly
yeah,
basis.
No, yeah, listen, I'm not denying that.
I might be made of Teflon.
I am not denying that, that you somehow avoid, you have what I would call a strong immune system. That is true.
All right. That's all I was
trying
to point out.
You got to give something to get something, because your mental illness is, you're off the charts on that. You can choose physical illness. You know, nobody gets everything. But see, at least I can get the flu shot.
No, man, I used to know this really, really, really beautiful girl. She had the ugliest handwriting. It was terrible.
Oh, nobody cares about the handwriting. As long as you can read the signature on a check.
People were writing her checks, man. She's not writing anybody a check, let me tell you.
Wow. But the flu shot has protected me. You should get something for the mental. Maybe there's a mental flu shot. But yes, but that's not why the voice is weak.
Why is the voice weak, Joseph?
From cheering for Jeff Gordon to win his 90th. No, I just felt like that's not the reason either. I just figured 5 minutes into the program, we should mention the fact that it is a racing show for the first time listener and all. And we are going to get into it. It's going to be very interesting commentary about that. But we are just coming back from Marlins Park, a Florida Marlins game where... I was there with my Southern Automotive Media Association group to check out the new Jeep Renegade. A new Jeep. It doesn't replace anything.
Is that a hardtop? Which one's the regular Jeep?
Wrangler?
The Wrangler.
What, the Daisy Duke Jeep?
Correct.
Yes, that's a Jeep Wrangler.
And now the Renegade physically looks like that, but just hardtop?
No, it doesn't look anything like it. It's totally different and unique. I'm going to show you.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm on it, man. I'm on it.
I
could get my own picture probably faster than you.
I don't think so.
Jeep Renegade.
Look it up.
Oh, I see it now. No,
it's different.
Totally.
It's new. It's fresh. It's exciting. It's interesting. They got a skybox at the Marlins Park. The folks from Chrysler.
I'd say it's similar to that, but hard top. It's more like a...
Looks like a crossover to me.
It looks like an old-school Suzuki Samurai on the roids, on the PEDs.
Okay, I have a feeling that that is not what they're going
for. What they're going for?
No. I mean, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I don't think the folks from Chrysler are going to be too happy to hear you say that. But
no, it's got the boxy Jeep look, but
it is boxy.
Not non-convertible. It looks car, like a crossover type.
The roof comes out.
The two roof panels
come out.
It's like a Targa top.
Did you see the front of it, though? The front is very cool.
I do see that. I like that grill. It looks... that's why I said it was on the juice, on the steroids. I think everybody takes the HGH now, not the steroids anymore.
It was the Suzuki Samurai comment that really was the negative there, not the PEDs at all.
I got to admit,
nobody cares
about
PEDs. I
learned to drive stick shift when I was 14 years old on a Suzuki Samurai, and we almost made it an automatic by the time we were done.
Better than the Vitara. That's
I have
all
no
I
idea
think.
What that even is.
Suzuki. That's another Suzuki. Vitara.
Oh, okay.
The King had a Vitara for a while.
Well, I didn't actually own the Samurai. It belonged to a female friend.
The Samurai was...
Dude, it was perfect for a teenager to learn how to drive
exactly.
And destroy that
I
thing.
Wasn't going to diss it. It's for what it was, this little...
They, you know what? They did tip over, though, and it was kind
of
scary because we almost tipped it over a lot of times.
And it was a... cool name. Suzuki Samurai.
Konnichiwa.
Exactly. But anyway, we went to see the Jeep Renegade and went to Marlins Park and enjoyed a Marlins game in the skybox. And we were yelling and going crazy for the Marlins. Not really.
Not really.
No, the real reason that the voice is weak is all the consumption of the desserts and the gummy bears and the just the feeding, the nonstop feeding and the consumption was out of control.
And you're going to complain about my physical well-being.
I can carry the weight. So anyway, I feel like after a little bit of time on the air, we're picking up the pace. But I want to say thanks to the folks at Chrysler. And we'll be posting a story on WFOradio.com about the new Jeep Renegade. 9-speed automatic transmission, which is cool. Designed by an 18-year-old designer in the United States. They went to their youngest designers, both interior and exterior, and said, okay, you kids, yes, you know how we normally want you to design something that looks like something we've already designed so you keep the family lineage going? And they're like, yeah, don't. Make something totally from scratch that you would buy for your generation that you will enjoy. And we'll just let you go with it. And they came up with this. And it is, I like it. And, of course, they've got a trail.
No, I see there's a bunch of different versions.
Trailhawk version.
There's some with the beefy rims, and it looks all.
And they also had a Cherokee there as well. And apparently Dodge likes to, this vehicle will be made in Italy.
Wow.
Which I found that
All
to be.
Italia.
Italia. Which I found to be interesting. And.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the whole Chrysler Fiat, Italy.
Ferrari.
Right. So technically, this is a Ferrari.
I wouldn't go that far.
They're related. They're cousins. This is a cousin of a Ferrari.
Look, I got cousins that I wouldn't want to be associated with, all right? So I'm sure the Ferrari wants nothing to do with that thing.
Jeep says that their sales are at the peak ever. Last month, they sold more Jeeps than ever before in history. Something like 19,000 units for the Jeep Cherokee.
Well, and you weren't taking notes when they were giving the presentation?
I was. Mentally. Without a piece of paper or pen. I was just enjoying it, man. I'm there to check out the car. And, of course, then the Marlins game. So, again, thanks to the folks at Jeep and Chrysler, and the photos will be up on the website very, very soon. And that's just a great one with the beautiful skyline of Miami in the background.
That is a great shot.
On top of the center field parking garage at Marlins Park, which I don't want to go too heavy into this because it is at some point will become a racing show. I really think Marlins Park is one of the nicest stadiums in the country. The team and what it stands for and the people who made it and how they got it, that's all bad. But just the structure and the experience, A++. I've got nothing bad to say about it. The air conditioning, the fact that we're inside air conditioning in a rainstorm.
That's it right there. I thought about it when I was walking through the stadium today, ballpark, whatever they call it, whatever you want to call it. There's no reason why every new stadium shouldn't have air conditioning.
Period. End of
Period.
Story.
That's it. Even if it's an open air stadium.
Yankee Stadium. Big mistake. I'm a Yankee fan.
You're gonna
I can tell you.
Spend $1 billion on one of these structures.
Spend $1.1 billion and enclose it and make it air conditioning.
Even if you don't enclose it with an open roof, just have AC blasting. There's no reason for it. It is so hot in the middle of summer in any ballpark across the country. There's just no reason for the new ballparks not to have AC. They don't usually do much right down here, but that stadium is A1.
Can't say enough about it. If you're a tourist and you're coming down, maybe you're thinking about getting a condo from Gio the Realtor here. That's another reason. It's outrageous. It really is. The Marlins, on the other hand, the team, the franchise, the way they got the stadium, their attitude and their relationship with the city, that is a different story. Totally, totally different. And yes, you heard me right. As a Yankee fan, all you Yankee fans out there, big mistake. Big mistake. Our wonderful stadium that we love so much, it's fantastic. I have been there. Me and Paulie the White Guy on the Yankee Roll Call Show nearly died. Watched others nearly die of heat exhaustion. And that should not happen in 2014. There's no reason. At the end of the term, the air conditioning in the roof will have paid for itself hundreds of times over. We just watched a ball game in a pouring down lightning storm. We watched a ball game. And that could happen anywhere.
No more rainouts.
Yeah. It's really a fly-opener, to tell you the truth. All right, let's get into the Brickyard 400, the John Wayne Walding Brickyard 400. This is going to be a show that is going to be controversial to a lot of people because when Jimmy Johnson wins a race, we talk about all the superlatives of Jimmy Johnson, and there are some of the WFO radio listeners that are like, oh, no, Jimmy won, and so these
guys... Another Jimmy Love Fest.
These guys
I've seen them whining and complaining.
They're going to talk about Jimmy Johnson the whole show and how we don't respect him and how we don't appreciate him and how he's the greatest, and oh, man. Well, 90. The number 90. I'm going to sit here and just yell 90 over and over again in a whole bunch of different voices. 90. 90. 90. 90. 90. The third driver in NASCAR history. How about this? The first driver ever in NASCAR history, not named Richard Petty or David Pearson, to eclipse 90. No more Darrell Waltrip or Bobby Allison. 90. He's in a new decade. He's in a new milestone. He's 90. Jeff Gordon. It's kind of interesting because you never really know what or how something will be until you get there. Like, what will it be like? 90. And now that Jeff Gordon has hit 90, you're thinking to yourself, well, first of all, I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's a lot of wins. That is amazing. And the way he did it, 5 at the Brickyard, bookending his career, his first and most recent victories are at the most well-known and significant race track on planet Earth, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He ties Michael Schumacher for most victories at the Brickyard of any race car driver, and he does it in excellent fashion, blowing by his teammate Casey Kane on the high side on a restart and going on and driving to victory. Jeff Gordon. Last week on the show, I asked the question about we tied the Derek Jeter situation in, and which NASCAR driver, and this was a premonition that I obviously had. I was connected to the universe, clearly, by throwing that out on the table and asking each one of you to think, well, what we're going through with Derek Jeter of the NASCAR drivers, which one will receive the Jeter treatment when they choose to retire? And the answer was rhetorical. It's his Jeff Gordon. And Giovanni totally lobbed it up. He's Jeff Gordon. And the answer is Jeff Gordon. And what happens?
Man, if you throw me a cheese ball, I'm going to knock it out of the park.
Jeff Gordon wins his 90th career race. Is there anyone who really still harbors genuine hatred of Jeff Gordon anymore? Do you think that person really exists? I'm not talking about the guy whose buddy loves Jeff Gordon, and so he's always attacking Jeff Gordon for fun or to mock him. Any real NASCAR, stock car, racing fans that look at Jeff Gordon still 90, like Jimmy Johnson was 5-time, now 6-time, Jeff Gordon now has to be 90. Is there anybody that looks at him and says, you know, he sucks, or
no,
I hate him, or he's just not getting the job done, or it's just his equipment, or
no,
that Ray Evernham, or any of those things?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Thank you, Larry. And so I think we're just like the great Derek Jeter, 99.8% of the population love and respect the guy. At the All-Star game, there was the one guy. I don't know. Can you calculate this?
Yes.
Where was the All-Star game played?
Minnesota.
Do you know what the max attendance of their stadium is?
40,000 or
Can you
so.
Look it up, please?
Yes, absolutely.
This is a fun math experiment. This is a thought experiment that we're getting to on the show. Oh, by the way, Tommy Noodles thinks he won the picks last week. Now, you don't know what Tommy's pick was, But Tommy sent an email in after the fact, but before the start of the race, that did say Jeff Gordon. And so we're going to allow Tommy's win. So I want you to divide one into the attendance.
42,427 is max capacity.
Okay. And then what is that divided into one?
It's one in 42,427.
Okay. So what's the percentile?
That's a different story.
You understand?
Yes.
So what do you got to do? You got to put 42,000 into one.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're getting, this is important stuff here. Because I'm trying to calculate, I felt like that was a natural grouping. You had one guy at the All-Star game that screamed overrated.
.00002%.
Okay, so point
four zeros.
Four zeros.
23 is actually it.
So .000.
100,000, 10,000. 200,000ths of a percent.
So that is the
one in 200,000ths of a percent.
So the opposite of that is 99.99998.
No, three nines and an eight, it would be.
Okay. Thank you very much, Giovanni. Mr. Math Giovanni, check out his show, Math, I Can Do It, on iTunes. It does not exist.
No, it's called, never mind.
99.99
Luft Balloons.
99.9998% of the population love and appreciate Derek Jeter for his ability and respect him for his contribution to the game of baseball. 0.0002% of the population think he's an overrated guy. We learned that at the All-Star game because clearly there was one guy screaming out.
Well, there's always one.
No, actually, there's always 0.0002%.
But it's one person, usually.
I don't know. It depends on the grouping, the sample size. I feel like it should be the same for Jeff Gordon now. What is Jeff Gordon doing these days to be hated? What is he doing to get
Ingrid.
People to... I think that's to be a good reason to be... Just that alone has got me thinking we need to be rooting for Jeff Gordon more. But then there was little Leo.
Oh boy, Leo. Was that a familiar sight.
Leo was not compliant.
Boy, do I know about non-compliant little
Hey,
Prax.
little buddy, your daddy just
Come
wants something big. Just do something. Beat this. It's time to behavior right now. Leo, he's crying. He will not comply. He does everybody is doing.
I actually thought it was really funny.
He was not doing what everyone else was doing. Time to kiss the bricks. Nope. Will not kiss the bricks.
That was funny, though. Will not comply. I don't think most people picked up on that.
I wonder. I did. I completely did. I was watching this kid. Look, this kid's crying. Why are you crying, man? I can't believe my dad just made $300,000. Ingrid looked hot.
Spectacular.
And the forward shot of kissing the bricks. Just I'm searching the internet for alternative angles.
It's called the reverse angles, which you want.
Well, I just think it would be interesting to see. We see the team from the front kissing the bricks. I would love to see the team from the sides kissing the bricks and from above and kissing the bricks. And so it would be great to see.
Yeah, like from that wire camera. Oh, they don't have the wired camera in NASCAR anymore.
The turn four shot of the team kissing the bricks, I think would be very interesting for someone to produce for us. I think it would be very enjoyable for everybody involved. So Jeff Gordon wins 90, his 90th, which is
9-0. Huge.
You've never seen it.
No, we did not. Nope. I mean, I recall Petty winning, but
Richard
I
Petty
was a Chamek.
Richard Petty, I wonder when. That's a great stat. You can look that up for Geo's Tools, but I doubt you'll find it. That's tough.
What, when his first win was?
When...
Oh, he won number 90.
Correct.
Oh, no, that was... I mean, if he got to 200...
How many starts?
It would have been like somewhere in the 70s, way before we were watching the title.
Were we even alive?
I would say yes.
That's the question. And do David Pearson, too. But that's going to be impossible for you to find. I don't think you're going to find it. I'm not holding you to any kind of standard to find it.
Look at this guy.
I doubt you'll be able to find it. So Jeff Gordon wins the race. Do we have audio from Jeff?
Absolutely.
We want to do that after the break?
No.
Since we've been talking.
Right now is good.
Are we okay?
We're great.
Are you monitoring the time?
Yeah, I guess.
We did all that Marlins park
yeah.
stuff. We wasted a little time talking to the first-time listener, trying to implore them to subscribe and listen every week. Does that work even? Like, I haven't gotten an email from anybody that said, hey, I was the first-time listener, and, you know, you talked to me, and I thought it was cool. And then I listened, and then I, you know, whatever.
And now I'm hooked.
Look, folks, we're just trying to kill about 2 to 3 hours of your work day. You're listening to garbage on the radio. You've got that little AM with a tinfoil on it in the back of the warehouse, or you're listening to something on satellite you're paying $15 a month for, and you're flipping 58 million channels and you can't find anything you like. We're saying, hey, you listen to a little WFO. The price is certainly right. It is absolutely free. We'll even send you some free WFO swag if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Castello Media, WFO Radio, P.O. Box 848353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. We've got a devout group of listeners. They like participating in the show. We're out on the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series Tour. We talk NASCAR. We get after it. And it's free. Why wouldn't you log on each week and download the free WFO radio app just to see what we're going to get into this week? Like, what kind of madness are we going to create on this program this week? You will not hear explicit profanity. That's one thing that we've got some kids out there listening.
It's a family-friendly show.
Well, it's not even a family-friendly show. And very recently am I into even being nice to children. Or caring, really, what they think. Only now that I have a nephew and I understand what's going on. And I get it now. I get it. I'm on board.
You have a black heart, man.
That's what Hawkins stuff says to me.
I know. That's
all
why,
the time. But he says, I've got a black heart. But that's not true.
No, but you have eased up over the years on your stance.
Listen,
but guess what? I hate the crying children now.
Well, the punky little kids doing bad things is still bad. I'm against it. You know where I am now? I am... My rage is directed at bad parenting. That's where my rage goes. Like, once upon a time, it was like, oh, a child. Oh, they're loud. Why? Germs. Whatever. Not mine. Now, all of that is gone. And it's replaced by bad parents, not connected, not interested, not paying attention. Get off the phone. Look at your kid. Answer your kid. He wants to ask something. He obviously wants a drink. He's got to go to the bathroom. Something. Do something with your child, you irresponsible person. And that's what a little bit of knowledge. Now I know, I guess, from the kid perspective, that they want something.
That's exactly what it is. They always want something.
They want something. And if they're out and they're acting up, whose fault is it? It's not the kid's fault. It's the parents' fault. Parents are to blame for everything, everything, everything. Your kid got an F in school. Guess whose fault it is? Yours. Your kid stole something from the store, and guess whose fault it is? Yours.
Yeah, that is your fault.
Your kid does something bad, breaks something, takes something, is acting up in class, is doing something. Guess whose fault it is? Yours. Now, it can happen once or twice or a couple times, but you hear these ads on TV. We should hit them up for WFO sponsorship. Is your kid out of control and you are at your last straw and I don't know why Jimmy is out of control and he came at me like a spider monkey. Buy our pamphlet. It's only $19.99. We'll tell you what to do. And they buy the pamphlet. It's $19.99. And in the pamphlet, it says, be a better parent.
It says, you loser.
I just don't think, whatever. Doesn't even matter. This is not that kind of show.
Yeah, I mean...
No, man, you bring it up. Well, the reason is today at Marlins Park was Kid Day.
Oh, yeah.
It was 15,000 4 to 7-year-olds in camp T-shirt day. And there were kids everywhere, man. So I'm kid sensitive right now. At least all those kids were in camp. Those are all, it was a nice thing. It was nice. All you kids out there, work hard. It's not your parents' fault that they're inept. All right. Final results. Jeff Gordon wins the race. Kyle Busch was second. Denny Hamlin third. Big penalty for Denny Hamlin. We're going to talk about that. Also, Dale Earnhardt Jr. The crew chief has been announced. What does that mean? It means nothing. And remember a minute ago I said that Jeff Gordon won $300,000, Leo?
It was more than that. It's got to be like $600,000.
$434,000. Yeah. Matt Kenseth the fourth. Joy, fifth. Casey Kane, sixth. Kyle Larson, seventh. Kevin Harvick, eighth. Dale Earnhardt Jr., baby. Yeah! Ninth. Austin Dillon, 10th. Ryan Newman, 11th. Brad Keselowski, 12th. Greg Biffle, 13th. Jimmy Johnson, 14th. Carl Edwards, 15th. Clint Boyer, 16th. Tony Stewart, 17th. What's up with your boy, man? What happened to all that? He was going to win, and what happened to all that?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
This is the time where, listen, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to write it down.
Oh, boy.
If this was any other person, and he wasn't your favorite guy for your whole life, you would be saying he's washed up.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Any other guy, anybody else in any other sport, you would be saying he's washed up.
But this is the recovery year. I told you.
I'm not attacking Tony Stewart here.
Wow.
I'm telling you what you would be saying if he was not Tony Stewart, your favorite guy.
I'm listening to what
I know it's getting in there.
I'm hearing what you're saying.
I can hear you thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he's washed up. I think that it's coming back from an injury takes a lot more than you think. And It's true for the great Derek Jeter as well, coming back from last year's injury. People are ridiculous when they expect instantaneous gratification. Tony Stewart may be fully back middle of next year. And the sensation that you get in your foot, it's not just stomping the pedal. It's not like, I'm on the throttle, I'm off the throttle. That's not how it works. Throttle control is the most important thing in all of racing. And they just... They haven't connected yet. They could connect this weekend at Pocono. I might pick him just to show that I'm standing by Tony.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that you would be saying he's washed up if he was any other person. AJ,
that possibility does exist. I'm gonna have to be a little reflective here and look within myself and say that.
Introspective.
Introspective. That's a great word.
Thank you. I try to pull one.
Polysyllabic.
There are multiple.
But I would have to say that I might be. It all depends. But do you have a problem with leaks?
Leaks?
Yeah, that Tony Siragusa commercial.
Oh,
that's
got
to be the worst spot in the world.
And you, how did that get in your head?
Depends.
Oh, I get the connection. A.J. Allmendinger, 18th. Brian Vickers, 19th. Jamie McMurray, 20th. Eric Almirola, 21st. 22nd, Marcus Ambrose. 23rd, Juan Pablo Montoya. My 60-1 shot did not come in. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 24th. Martin Truex Jr., 25th. Michael McDowell, 26th. Justin Allgaier, 27th. Kurt Busch, 28th. Josh Wise, 29th. Landon Castle, 30th. Followed by Michael Annette, Cole Witt, Casey Mears, Paul Menard, David Reagan, David Gilliland, Bobby Labonte, Reed Sorensen, Travis Quappel, Alex Bowman, Ryan Truex, Danica Patrick, 42nd, and only one driver is looking at Danica's rear end. That might be her worst finish of the season. Had a broken axle, it appeared. So Danica Patrick finishes 42nd.
Oh,
we're going to talk about her later when I bring up the ESPYs and her dress at the ESPYs. When was that? That was last week on Wednesday, right? When we were doing the show during the ESPYs? So we did not get to talk about Danica Patrick and Courtney Force. There will be time for that on this program. And those are the results. Do you have cuts from Jeff?
Yes.
Let's do that next segment, because I want to tell these folks about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Folks, let me tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. If you're a WFO radio listener, I already said the show is free and the app is free and we'll send you some free stickers. There's all kinds of free stuff. But we do have some sponsors. That's how we choose to make a little bit of money to continue to do the show. And some of the sponsors are actually listeners to the show. And in this case, Marvin Rodak of RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com roasts custom blends of coffee and makes custom hot sauces available for purchase individually or retail, if you have a retail business. and also award-winning spice barbecue rubs. It's the summertime. One of those items is going to work very well with what you're doing this weekend. Either the coffee in the morning, the barbecue in the afternoon, or the hot sauce, whenever you so choose. Now, we have been trying various items from the Rodak menu. For instance, Bang the Blower. It's right there on the front page. Bang the Blower. It's a new espresso blend. Giovanni and I just enjoyed Bang the Blower prior to this program. We also had some Kopi Luwak a week ago. Just all these different custom blends of coffee. No matter where you are around the country, you can give Marvin a call around the world and order some coffee, 817-924-6821. But maybe you're really hardcore WFO and you really want to live the lifestyle like we live the lifestyle. Then you're going to want to get the WFO radio blend of Marvin Rodak coffee. It is outrageous. And don't believe me and don't believe Giovanni, but Mrs. Giovanni has fallen in love with it. And now to tell you more about how Mrs. Giovanni loves it, here's Giovanni.
Mrs. Gio loves the coffee.
Simple as that, folks. 819-924-6821. Hey, Marvin, these guys on WFO, I listen to them every week. They're talking about your coffee. They're talking about your hot sauce. They're talking about your spice rub. Send me something. Maybe that WFO radio blend, and you can wake up in the morning and live the WFO lifestyle like we live. It's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. It's a website. Or you can give them a call, 817-924-6821, right out of Fort Worth, Texas, doing business since 1976. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. 480-7223 or visit frankhawley.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
So Giovanni is pointing out to me, he's like, you know, that was a really long first segment. And it is. It was. We had a lot to get in there, though. I guess we could have broke it up into a couple of different segments, but we started out talking about, you know what really was the problem was the fact we were almost electrocuted. That's where it really went awry right at the beginning, is when that lightning bolt came right through the window. I'll be very interested to hear if that came through on the air as intensely as it was here. And I like to think we handled ourselves pretty well. All right. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so we're going to go crazy. We're not going to open the phones this week.
Okay.
We're not going to open the phones this week because we have to be – we got to
be on point.
Rapid response this week. Rapid response. If you wanted to call in and you had like, oh, my gosh, it was the greatest point, maybe I will open the phones for just a brief moment or two.
This is what I live with, ladies and gentlemen.
But first, let's hear from Mr. 90 himself, Jeff Gordon, after winning his fifth Brickyard 400.
You never know when your next win's going to come. And, you know, we've been close a couple of times to getting number five. But, you know, every time I come here to Indianapolis, I feel like we have a shot at winning. And, you know, it's just a special place. And I love racing here. This weekend in particular, you know, the first couple laps that I felt this race car, you know, I knew that we had a race car that was capable of winning this race. It just had the feel, it had the balance that I love to have. And I think we showed that today, just how strong this car is. We got a little bit behind at times, pit strategy, you know, changed for some people and it threw some things off. And I think it made for a great race. But throughout all of that, you know, I think we showed the speed that our car had. There at the end, had a great battle with Casey Kane, and I don't know how it was going to end up. I really didn't want to see that caution because I thought that, you know, I could push him to kind of slide the back. He was sliding the back a little bit, but I don't know if I would have gotten by him. And I'm terrible on restarts, restarts didn't go great for us all day today, so I didn't think I wanted to see a restart. And then out of nowhere, I have the restart of my life at the most important moment that you could ask for in a race and in a season and at a race like this. So that was awesome. Just awesome.
It was an awesome day indeed. We're going to open the floor to questions. Please limit your questions to one and state your name and affiliation. We'll start with Ed, then go to Jenna, and up to Bruce.
Yes, Joe Costello, WFOradio.com. Download the WFO Radio mobile app for free. Jeff, yes, Ingrid. Let's talk about the hotness level. Would you say after the race it was an 8? Was it a 9? Was it a 10? What was the hotness level of Ingrid at the conclusion of the race? No answer from Jeff. This is really disappointing. But, hey.
About 30, man.
All right. The audience is probably confused. You're playing some sound effects from our great South Florida radio program that we both worked on for a long time. They seem kind of out of nowhere on the WFO show, but I am okay with it because they have significance to us and they're being repurposed. These are things that you may have heard out of the mouths of Joe and Giovanni over the years, like Mad Dog, for instance.
All right.
Jim Mandich, former Miami Dolphin, a perfect season. Great guy, worked at the radio station, as well as the Neil Rogers Show is a show that I worked on for many years, and a treasure trove of sound bites have been unearthed, and they are easy and accessible, and we are putting them to good use. And so, see, I can bring the audience into the loop very easily, and they work it very well. Now, Jeff Gordon, 90. Tommy Noodles, a winner.
I say Tommy Noodles gets credit for that.
I gave him credit.
Oh, okay. It would seem like if you were not acknowledging Tommy's big win.
I definitely didn't make a lot of hoopla about it because the guy did not call in. He doesn't call in. He doesn't send pics. I know he had a bunch of reasons why, but it's like we're on the back burner with this guy. We're on the very way back burner. And he sent his picks in after the show had aired.
After the show had aired, he did it. It was before Sunday. It was before Saturday even. They trickled around Friday night, late night, in the middle of the night.
Right.
Like if he was on an island somewhere.
Then that's what he says he was. He was on an island.
I
said
was
he
just
was
trying to
on
mock
an island. So, obviously, congratulations to Tommy. Now, we have all picked the winner in the WFO Radio Handicappers in 2014.
Woo!
Excellent stuff. Now, one final thought about the Brickyard that I want to bring up. We can save the negative for the last. Where was everybody? WTF.
Well, I got to say, when you got a crowd of, I don't know, maybe 80, 90, 100,000 in a stadium that holds about 300,000 or 400,000, it's going to look kind of bleak.
Okay, but would you say, there's no way to know. Nobody knows. I don't think that was 100,000. That was not 100,000.
If I had to guess, if I had to guess, and I'm not a gambling kind of person,
of course
I would have to say under 100,000.
Yes.
Clearly.
Let's do with that. Over under 100,000.
Definitely under.
I'm going under too.
Yeah, way under. I'd say it's closer to 80 would be my guess.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse. This is the stars of the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, a very popular sport in the home of racing. Why would people in Indiana not...
But it did. It got a good number on TV in Indiana.
Okay.
It was like a record or clearly much better than the last few years, I would say. There is really no excuse, but, man, it is baking hot out there right now, Mr. Joe.
Maybe the reason we started the show off, maybe that is also true. Maybe they need to go lights. Maybe they need to run this race at night.
Maybe they should get some air conditioning going
maybe
over
there.
Maybe
they need to dome. Dome it. It's embarrassing, though. It's embarrassing.
And no, it doesn't look good at all. It really doesn't. It just doesn't look good for the sport.
Whether or not you're getting paid, they got an $8 billion television contracts coming up. The sport is healthy. Nothing matters. They never have to sell another ticket, really. This could be...
I wouldn't go that far because, yeah, this contract in the next 8 years or whatever is in the works. But if people stop showing up at the track, then they're going to lose out on the next deal.
Yes. IndyCar for the Indy 500.
So I know what you're saying, that theoretically speaking...
But this was ridiculously low. It looked empty. The WFO insider, our great friend Phil D, sends me a text during the race that said it was alarming. And I agree with him. Alarming. It was alarming. And just too low. Is your computer fighting you and winning? It sounds like one of those Sprint Family commercials. Just off the
it
top
sure
of my
was.
Head.
I
was
don't
that
know what it?
It
is, but...
You know it's the voice of Dice Clay in the hamster, right?
Oh!
Yep. So anyway, don't know where everybody was. If it was because it was baking hot, I guess. But at some point, you got to support your sport because bad things can happen. I know everyone's got a high-definition TV with super surround sound inside their air-conditioned home where the drinks are already paid for. And a big, comfortable recliner. I get it. But you missed Jeff Gordon win his 90th. Your hometown boy, your local hero, Jeff Gordon, the guy who won the Woo! First Brickyard. You missed it. You missed it. You could have been there. You missed it. You failed. You missed it. And we all noticed because there were a lot of people disguised as empty seats. All right. Let's get to the other big news of the day. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s new crew chief, Greg Ives.
Say what? Who? Who?
Greg
St. Ives.
St. Ives.
Who is this guy?
That's a 40-ounce, right? St. Ives? Or is that a female, feminine?
No, I think you're mixing things up.
Look it up. That could be in Geo's Tools. It's going to be a great segment, the Geo's Tools. Crew chief Greg Ives will rejoin Hendrick Motorsports following the 2014 NASCAR season to lead the 88 Sprint Cup Series team of Dale Earnhardt Jr. Ives was the race engineer for Jimmy Johnson's historic run of five consecutive championships, 2006 to 2010, with the Hendrick 48. He will work alongside Johnson's crew chief Chad Knaus in the shop shared by the 48 and the 88. Greg was our number one choice, says Rick Hendrick. This is a talented guy who's already had a terrific rapport with Dale Jr. and the fit with an organization. He and Chad had a lot of success together, and all of our crew chiefs think the world of him and what he's accomplished. Greg's proven that he can win races, and he has all the tools to do big things. Since he debuted as a crew chief for the Junior Motorsports team in 2013, Ives has won five NASCAR Nationwide Series races, including three this season with Chase Elliott. He's a native of Bark River, Michigan. That's when you would play the Mad Dog, because he's Michigan.
Yes!
Thank you. And a graduate of Michigan Technological University, Ives joined Hendrick Motorsports as a mechanic in 2004 before moving into an engineering role, et cetera, and so on. He contributed the 42 wins from Jimmy Johnson in the seven-year career. 113 top five finishes. Hendrick Motorsports, Dale Jr. News.
All right.
Now, me, as the unofficial leader of Junior Nation on the WFO radio show, allow me to retort. Great.
This guy sounds like if he was Canalsa's sidekick.
Spawn of Chad.
I wouldn't go that far.
Spawn. I like it.
Hey, there's a long lineage of guys that have come up through the Hendrick ranks and gone on to be great crew chiefs. Just look at the one who's suspended for 6 weeks right now.
We're about to get into that. Watching a little NASCAR America, watching people give commentary on these kind of things. Can he do it? Will he be able to do it? The answer is nobody really knows. Nobody knows. There's no way to know. Is the decision, could there be a better candidate? I don't think so. Is he going to get along well with Dale Jr. and communicate at that higher subconscious cerebral level that you need to be successful?
Determined.
Nobody knows. We're going to have to let him find out. I like the idea that they announced it now so that this guy can be around for the Dale Jr. Championship run to go through it. So,
well, I think when you make these announcements and do stuff with plenty of time, it gives the guy time to become accustomed to the role and see what it is that he's going to be doing, and not just like, hey, at the end of the season, we decided that, all right, here you go, buddy. Next week, you're in charge.
Exactly. And learning the ways that Steve Letarte does it. Maybe there's some different ways that he will want to do it, and it will be different. So I support it wholeheartedly, and I think Dale Jr.'s championship window is open right now and will last at least 5 years. What?
Like, where do you just pull that number out of the sky from?
The sky. Why can't I say 5 years? Do you dispute it? What, do you think it's less, the championship window? You think it's more?
I'm just, no, I would, yes and no.
Dale,
I think that it could extend beyond 5 years. I don't know that he's going to compete every year for five straight years. I think that there might be a learning curve with this new guy, and they might have a struggle, or not a struggle, but just a getting used to each other kind of look. Brad Kay wins the championship. The next year, they got a whole new car and a new manufacturer and all this stuff. It takes time to get accustomed to the new people.
Yeah, but this guy's not new. This guy's been there for a long time. He's been a part of it. He's working with Chad. I think that the window is open for Dale Jr. right now, and he is finally reached a place where he can win a championship. This is the year, and I think everyone agrees, and I think the window will still be open next year, even with this new guy. I think they'll be able to, and the window will be open the year after, and then he'll start to get a little older, that maybe the window will start to close. But he's got, I would say, a five-year window starting right now to win a championship. And you know Dale Jr. has to win just one championship to solidify himself in NASCAR lore. All you got to do is win one. And his fans will be satisfied. Kind of like LeBron.
His fans will be satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if the critics will be satisfied.
Dale Jr. could win five championships and the critics will say his daddy won seven.
Don't mean anything. Daddy won 10 times.
Right. Exactly. And that right there cost him one. Because he would have definitely won the championship in 2004. He would definitely want
one, but we don't know.
Carl Edwards won't be back at Roush Racing.
Yeah, I kind of felt that was like Roush kind of like sticking it to Carl.
Rushing out to the press conference to just saying, hey, Carl, he's not coming back.
Yeah, like he kind of beat Carl to the punch.
Excellent move. Whoever.
For Edwards.
For Edwards. Excellent move for Carl Edwards because of all the reasons we've been saying here on WFO Radio. Greg Biffle should have really done this too.
Well, and it's easy to see when last season Matt Kenseth left Roush and he went to Gibbs and he had that spectacular season. And this year, Harvick left his comfy home that he had only known over there at Childress. And he's having a, I don't want to say quite monster like Kenseth was having last year, but he's got two wins. And there's been many weeks that he's the fastest car and just had suffered some kind of carnage. But Harvick's been having a very good season. I would say better than last year.
You've got to try something new at some point in your career. You got to, I think.
This is like the upgrade wife is all it is.
Total upgrade wife situation. Now that you're, you'll get treated like a super free agent.
And that's just it. We've all been in these situations.
Deep down, no, I haven't. I would like to be.
And
I would love it. It's not. It hasn't worked out that way. Carl Edwards, I hate to say this. This is my perception, but I think it is true.
And the grass isn't always greener over there, but it is different grass.
It is just different grass. Exactly. Like, go check it out and see how it is. Jack Roush looks at Carl Edwards, and what does he see?
Someone that he brought up and gave the opportunity to.
The kid that he and remembers Carl and how far he's come.
Driving the truck.
How much he's helped
filling
him.
In for Jeff Burden when Burden was terrible.
All the things that he has done for Carl is in his mind. If it's Joe Gibbs where Carl is going, and that's what everybody is
speculating.
What does Joe Gibbs see Carl as?
The veteran free agent coming in here to save one of my teams.
Create another super team.
Correct.
Put me on the level of Hendrick. Make my, right. So that's why you got to move, people. You got to move. You got to move around in your jobs. You got to use your employers and pit them against each other. You have to. It's just the nature of the beast out there.
It's a simple word, ladies and gentlemen. It's called leverage.
Leverage.
And the few opportunities in life that you have it, use it.
Yep.
That's all I got to say, because it will be used against you.
All you kids out there, remember that. This is great
life
stuff.
Life lessons right here, boys and girls.
No doubt.
Leverage. Whenever you got it, use it.
The number 11 team was penalized today. Violations, section 12-1, 20-2.1, 20-3.4, 20-3.3.4.5. As a result of these violations, crew chief Darian Grubb has been fined $75,000 plus an additional $50,000 post-race fine for a total of $125,000. Grubb has been, that's a lot of money.
Of course it is. It's
even to a Darian Grubb. Grubb has been suspended from NASCAR for the next 6 series championship events. He'll be able to return for the start of the chase. Grubb will also be on NASCAR probation for the next 6 months. Car chief Wesley Sherrill has been suspended from NASCAR for the next 6 races. Plus any non-championship races or special events that might occur.
Here's the issue I kind of have with all this punishment.
Wait, 50 championship points for the driver
God,
and owner. Plus,
but he's in the chase, so that's insignificant.
Well, it drops him from...
He's got wins. It's irrelevant.
Well, if he's outside
he's
of the top 30.
Oh, he's not that far down. Where is he?
He dropped pretty far. 21st?
All right. Maybe a little more significant than I cared to... To think.
They lost 75 points. That's a race and a half. That's a lot.
It's almost 2 races.
But here's what I don't like about it, okay? This is what I don't like about it. Nobody has done a significantly good job of explaining to me what the infraction was.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, that there was somewhere where
Event.
Air might have been coming in
right.
to add downforce on the rear.
Firewall.
And they couldn't find anything, but they're going to confiscate the parts and bring them to R&D and see what they were doing.
Me as I would call myself a diehard race fan, or at least reasonably knowledgeable, I need you to at least make an effort to explain to me what it is.
Absolutely.
There's an event in the rear firewall. There's a block thing. The bolts fell out, supposedly. Where is it? What does it do? And why would this be a perceived... Somebody make that case. Where is that? 75 points? I'm interested in this sport. I want to know. I want to know something. Give me something to read, man. Come on. Not there. So I don't know what to say. But yes, Darian Grubb. Those cheaters at Hendrick, man. It's the cheating way. It's ingrained.
He didn't work for Hendrick.
No, but it's just in his DNA.
Okay.
It's in the Hendrick DNA. The cheaters, man.
You are terrible.
The Indianapolis market saw a big increase from 13.8 last year to a 15.0 this year.
I told you people in Indy were staying home watching that on the TV.
But the national number wasn't so kind. There was a decrease.
It had to have been a 3.4, 3.5, 3.6.
From 3.4 to 3.2. The final rating was 3.6.
Look at that. That's not bad for NASCAR. It's like 3.5-4 million people.
Like I said, I'm okay with it. And so there you go. There's the news. That's the news of the day. We covered all the news, Gio.
Dale Jr., Hamlin. Oh, no chase drivers will be allowed to do the tire test at Homestead. That was kind of out there today. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's fair for all of them. That way they don't have an advantage.
I agree.
Yeah.
Or let them all do it.
Obviously.
But we don't know who they all are going to be, so that's why you can't. All right, now it's time for the Fantasy League, because we got to move. We've got to move. This is got to be a fast-moving show. Week 20, after the Brickyard, weekly winner, Brian in Louisiana.
Whoa, Brian in the Bayou.
Followed by Jimmy Fan, go 48. Just 1 point behind. Brian in Louisiana was 360. Jimmy Fan, go 48, is 359. That is Ms. Mindy, the special lady of Mr. Mike English. I got a Facebook
message.
Well,
at least you know her name.
What I think is wonderful is that in that household, she is just dominating this guy. She's dominating him in fantasy. He's a motorsports announcer. He's a very knowledgeable character, not just about drag racing. He knows people in all around in the Cup Series world, in the everywhere. He's a knowledgeable guy about all sports. Put him in a fantasy league, he is like a turtle on his back. And his special lady friend is dominating, and she is really strapping one on him in this fantasy league. 359. Matman, 348. Youper, 1. 338, 4th. Smothered and Covered is 5th with 331. I don't know why I'm laughing. SD Alicia with a little comeback, 6th. J. Will, 2134, 7th. Stewart, 2014, 8th. D. Humps with a registered trademark thing, 9th. And Spark It Up, 10th. And that's apparently not a reference to anything.
No, it's Up in Smoke is the one that's not a reference.
Oh, Spark It Up is potentially a reference.
Spark It Up, I mean, there's not too many. Maybe he's got spark plugs or something going on.
Maybe. I was just out in Denver, Colorado.
Or Tracy Duck or something.
I did not. We didn't go into that, the Denver, Colorado thing. But those stores are out there. It's just totally legal stuff out there. It's just people are going and they're still showing up to work. Pretty amazing. Most points, Brian in Louisiana, 360. The biggest gainer, Jimmy Fan, go 48, up 17 positions with 359. The biggest loser, oh, I don't even want to say it.
Oh, Little Low.
Little Low. Oh,
drop the anchor, Little Low.
Little Low. Dad, what's happening, Dad? Dad, Big Low, what's happening? What are you doing to me, Dad? Listen, Little Low, sometimes you have to fire the general manager.
Sometimes change is good.
Sometimes change is good, you know? Just because you have family ties doesn't mean you're obligated to keep someone in the position. And you have had an unprecedented drop, and I'm not telling you what to do. But it's okay to fire your dad.
We're with you right there.
If you have to.
You might go get some advice from Mom.
At very least, demand an explanation as to what's going on here. Like, what is the meaning of this, Dad? Because this is just preposterous.
I'm dying over here.
The weekly winner, or the weekly leader, is Pink Powder Puff Racing.
Still maintains the lead even after having to wear the tutu.
The tutu picture was not a jinx.
No, I think it was actually the opposite.
He made it through.
He has shot up the leaderboard.
57 points back is the Rumblers. The Rumblers, who joined the league two-thirds of the way through last year, is now a force to be reckoned.
Yeah, it looks like we're lucky he joined that late. Because
Rumblers. I don't know who it is.
But. Making a move this year.
Wow. Kyle Means Petty is 3rd. Youper 1 is 4th. Robertson Racing is 5th. The Avenging Abbeys is 6th. Up in Smoke is 7th. Smothered and Covered is 8th. Team Jimmy J is 9th. And Miller Man 2, Brian, our great friend Miller Man.
Brian!
Up 5 into 10th. Cracks the top 10. Rich and Saugus falls out of the top 10 for the first time in a long time. Down 1 to 11th. 001 Red is 12th. JG24LKB is 13th. Dirty Hippies just plummeting down 3 positions to 14th. 324 points out of the lead. Team Strange is 15th. Aussie Battler, 16th. Clearside, 17th. Northwest Nitro Fanatics, they're going to be out at Pacific Raceways. Do you know that the folks at Pacific Raceways in Seattle, where the O'Reilly Auto Parts NHRA Northwest Nationals are going on this weekend, they listen to the Ignition show?
Well, all right. We love the Northwest.
Well, I find it cool because a lot of the Nitro listeners don't listen to the Ignition show. Because they don't want to be bothered with our foolishness. And these people actually enjoy the foolishness. They get that it's a show. While they're working, they're out there with their machinery, working on the facility.
this is groundbreaking. This is sports talk for motorsports, which didn't really exist before Joe Costello and WFO.
That's really true. That is true. That's something
not
that,
this style.
If only we could get a whole bunch of bloggers and journalists to like write that story and put it out there on the net to thus make it true, that would be great. South Dakota Alicia is 19th. The Mominator is 20th. And let's see. Barbecue Bob is 25th. Car Acrobatic Team is 26th. He's doing pretty good, actually. The Man in Brown. Los Chincones posted a photograph that if the Man in Brown loses to him, the Man in Brown has to get tattooed on his belly.
Oh, I saw that. I don't know. Did you put that on Facebook or somewhere?
No, I'm not going to. It's gross. The guy has got...
Well, I can see the humor in it, though. It's actually quite funny.
It's a monkey.
It's two monkeys, actually. It's a couple of monkeys.
And one monkey... Never mind.
Look, just go look for it. He put it somewhere. How did you get it? It's on the net.
He tweeted it at
WFO
Radio.
There you go. Well, go look at it.
One monkey has his finger in the guy's belly button.
And the other monkey's belly button.
Well,
sort of
no,
speak.
It's really the guy. Look. Super Trucker, 31st. Four Zilch Racing, 32nd. Tennessee Money Man is 32nd as well. Steve the Trucker, 34th. Little Low, 37th. Mrs. Dirty Hippies, 38th. Eat My Dust, 41st. DRT99, 43rd. Restrictor Plate, this guy, listen, 572 points back. I don't think the big charge is going to happen. You know, remember that?
Sorry,
big charge. It's going to happen. Here we come.
Oh,
it's
God,
gonna, yeah.
Where am I?
I'm going to teach you guys the league, all that. That all was for nothing. Restrictor Plate is just like the rest of us, struggling to survive with no clue of what's going on. Let's see. Spark It Up, Father Time's Troopers, and Mattitude, 49. Didn't we just find out who Mattitude was the other week?
Yes.
Who's Mattitude?
He called.
It was Tim Pollen, I think. I don't know. D-Humps Racing, 52nd. But most importantly, me, 57th. Look at that. I'm ahead of Kramer Power.
Yeah, we hung out with Kramer Power this weekend.
Kramer Power turned 40 years old the other day. NARS, 59.
He's only 40?
40.
Wow, that makes me feel pretty good. I think I look younger than him.
Yeah, a little bit. I do, too. He looks older than all of us.
But he's got, like, more children than I do.
He's got
than you do, too.
He's got a flock of children.
I think they're called a herd when he got that.
Geo Racing, 62nd, tied with Los Chincones. Now, there is a battle. Maybe that should
awesome.
Be the battle. Maybe you should have to get the tattoo of the monkey with the finger in the side of the thing.
Hell no. Where's Hockey Kid?
67th.
Oh, look at that.
Down 11 more
11.
Positions. Hockey Kid has quit.
I thought I was going to catch him,
Hockey
but no, he came back to the field.
I think Hockey Kid has quit. I'm calling out. Hockey Kid, have you quit? Better not.
He's
down 11 more. He's plummeting.
With one high on the glove side.
Yeah. And let's see. Brian in Louisiana. He only gained four positions winning the week. Say what?
It's tough down here when
Patrick
you're when you're 1,000 points behind.
Matt Mann, Eastern Competition. Team English, 81st. So... Special Lady, dominating. Team English, failure. And there you have it. Before we go any further and make our picks, it's time for the Dirty Hippies Fantasy Tip of the Week.
This is the Dirty Hippies with your Tip of the Week. We found out once again that Mercedes just keeps finding different ways to F up in the beginning of the race and come back and finish on the podium. I think next week, instead of starting in the pits and spinning, I think he should probably start out either Hamilton or Rosberg. Just let him start out in the stands. I mean, maybe in the mountains, maybe have him sleep for a while, you know, have a late alarm clock. I mean, let's just have a couple laps go by. Maybe they can even catch up after that. As far as the WFO shirt, I think the front should say Geo Sucks. WFO, and on the back, it should say 60th in the standings, number one in our hearts. This week, going back to Pocono, this is where the season, they start doubling up, so it becomes pretty easy to pick. Brad Kay, Dale Jr., they were the class of the field last race. Brad Kay should have won, but he had the debris on his front. A couple other people, Ryan Newman, Danica Patrick. Those are the two that probably get you some points that you usually wouldn't use in the race. It's Dirty Hippies. That's your Tip of the Week.
Wow, there's a tip.
Allow me to retort.
Okay.
Or interject at the very least. Rich, not a mention of Daniel Ricciardo and Sebastian. Like, who's the new number one over there? I mean, Ricciardo's got two wins. Rookie guy, new to the team. They were saying that it would take him half the season just to get acclimated to the team and the car, and hopefully he would be able to run with Sebastian towards the end of the season. It's not the way it looks like with over here. Looks like Vettel is washed up.
Wow, that is huge.
Not a mention of how Vettel, who started up front, somehow got passed by his teammate again, and can't even compete with his own teammate.
The Formula One
race. That's all I wanted to say. I'm not even going to mention the Geo Absorbs and 62nd place in the Fantasy Rich. 62nd. Not 60. 62.
Daniel Ricciardo wins the race in Hungary. Fernando Alonso second. Lewis Hamilton third. Just showing what a hero Fernando Alonso is, taking that terrible sled that is the Ferrari. It's like a wheelbarrow. He's running. They're doing a wheelbarrow race out there. How he was able to hold the lead and hold Lewis Hamilton back in what we know is a clearly superior car on inferior tires. How do you do that? That's just hero stuff. It really is. But unfortunately, you got to win the races. Otherwise, people don't really give you the hero credit, unfortunately. Ricciardo just blew their doors off when he got by. Nico is questioning the safety car. I found that to be one of the most entertaining races. Everything going it was just wild.
There should be no question. I mean, there was debris all across the racetrack there. That was two wild wrecks.
Yeah. But very interesting stuff. And regarding the shirt, well, first of all, I just want to say to the WFO listeners, I would really like to prioritize a little more time for Formula One. As we get down to the wire, it's just that when you have the same team dominate every week. But I think maybe that's changing. I'm kind of feeling like Mercedes is definitely going to win the titles, but
yeah, it felt like if at the end of that race Lewis should have been able to blow by Alonso the same way Daniel Ricciardo did.
Right.
Why? And I was actually very surprised that he didn't, because once Ricciardo got by with two, three laps to go, he went off to like a 5-second lead.
We had something to cheer about, at least the Ferrari fans did.
But
it was
fun, and Fernando, what a superhero. A
lot of debate about what's going on behind the scenes at Ferrari, and Marco Mariachi supposedly fired Pat Fry, but they're saying no, they did not. I would say the Ferraris are directionally correct. They're moving in the right direction, and Formula One was a lot of fun. Regarding the shirt, that's important that Rich brings it up. See, Rich is doing a great job even behind the scenes. Gio, you don't know this because you are not on Facebook. But I went to the WFO Facebook group. I actually have a problem, and I wanted to put it to the WFO radio audience, and I never did. And here's basically it. I'm working on getting WFO t-shirts made. We already have the WFO keychains, which are right there, Gio.
Got them.
They are for sale in the WFO store. I want to blow these things out. If you're a WFO radio listener, get on the WFO store, get one of these cool keychains. It's $8 plus a little bit shipping and handling. I think it's $2. So it's $10. That's definitely worth $10.
Billet aluminum.
It's very cool. It's a bottle opener. It's a keychain. It's a Christmas ornament. And the older they get, the cooler they are, as seen on my Instagram page. Slash has one that is really worn out, and it looks awesome. Thanks to our friends at AZ Billet. $10. I'm going to take that and reapply it to T-shirts. I've got a T-shirt guy already working on it. He wants to know what should go on the T-shirt. So obviously the WFO Radio logo, WFOradio.com. But what should it say? What's the verbiage? What's the statement? What's the catchphrase? What's the hook? Rich says it should say
wide open.
Well, it could say wide effing open, but then it makes it less kid friendly. It could say wide F ampersand exclamation point, et cetera, and so on, covering what it could say open. It could say motorsports talk show. It could say listen.
Why freak out?
It could say a lot of stuff. Badass boys for badass toys. It could say
Gator Boys.
Gator Boys. Maybe that's what it should say. It should say Gator Boys. The problem solved. The WFO radio t-shirt's going to say Gator Boys on it. Obviously not.
That show is filmed right down the street from here. Literally.
I don't even want to know about it.
We've been out there.
I know we've been out the Gator Boys. We are the Gator Boys. We are in
South
Florida.
I wouldn't go that way. We're the Kane Boys over here.
So why don't you answer our question? We're going to get WFO shirts made, and it's going to say something on it. It'll probably say wide F dot, 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 bleep, something, something, open. But maybe it says something about the show. Of course, this is, you know, just a creative moment. But thanks to Rich for giving us the opportunity to inform you to go to the WFO Radio store and buy our stuff so we can make more stuff. And there you have it. Giovanni, anything else before we get to the picks? Any other final thoughts? I feel like we covered a lot of stuff. Did I tell these folks about Frank Hawley's drag racing school this week? I do not think I did.
No, now.
The Dragster Adventure. We had a great email the other day from one of the WFO radio listeners, Dan. And Dan writes this, just a quick testimonial for the Frank Hawley Drag Racing School. I just got home from the Dragster Adventure Challenge at Norwalk. And I have to say, it was one of the greatest presents I ever gave myself.
Way to go, Dan. Dan is my kind of guy. I always, whatever I want, I just try to go out and get it.
It's $399. That's not that much money for a lifelong experience. Yes, it is a lot of money. It's 2 months of your DirecTV. But this is something that's going to last forever. For never driving a dragster, the staff made sure that I not only knew what I was doing, but also made sure I was comfortable prior to making any runs. Frank is one of the most laid-back people I have been around and seemed to enjoy what he was doing as much as the rest of us. For anyone on the fence, just do it. You'll be glad you did, says Dan. And that's what I say. Go to frankhawley.com. Check it out. Tell them you heard it here on WFO Radio. This is something. You put the $20 bill in the envelope away once a week. Next thing you know, you're doing it. 866-480-7223. Give them a call. Ask where they're going. For instance, September 5th, they'll be in Reading, Pennsylvania. So are you from Reading? You're thinking about Reading? Reading, PA? Dragster Adventure.
Are you in Philly?
You're in the car. You're driving the car. You're controlling the car. How about this one? You're hanging out with Frank Hawley. That's pretty cool. Check it out. Go to frankhawley.com to find out more. 866-480-7223. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. Check it out at frankhawley.com. We'll be back.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone. Dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
WFO Radio is now available on Android.
You know, I get goosebumps just thinking of what you're saying.
You get the same award-winning motorsports entertainment that iPhone users have downloaded over 25,000 times.
You know, sometimes you just got to pinch yourself.
They cut them like this happen.
Ignition. NHRA Nitro. NASCAR coverage. Video. Push notifications. The WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party Pick Show and more.
It's a whole different game.
The WFO Radio app is a must for any racing fan. The ultimate racing show. Sports radio for racing fans. It's in your pocket right now.
I hate it. I'm going to scream.
Search WFO Radio and download it now.
I like it. It's exciting for me, and I know it's exciting for the fans.
Download it now.
If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out WilsonManifolds.com.
the leader in intake manifold and nitrous oxide development. They've set records and won championships in just about every series in professional racing. Sprint Cup, Nationwide, Camping World Truck Series, NHRA Pro Stock, right up to the Nitro classes. If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out the leader in intake and nitrous development at WilsonManifolds.com.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com. WFO.
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 Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO.
Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party if they're threatening in the back. Working all my life, can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I've been late. I want to ease it.
Vegas, baby. Vegas. It's that time of the week once again where the WFO Radio Handicappers pick you winners. Coming in off another win. Tommy Noodle's first win of the year, picking the John Wayne Walding Crown Royal Brickyard 400. You know, I was doing that terrestrial radio show that I do last week on Friday from the Miami Dolphins camp. And I was real quick to point out that John Wayne Walden was a veteran hero before anyone questioned. But they actually went the different way. They thought the Duke immediately. But another winner.
I told you, howdy, Pilgrim.
Howdy, Pilgrim. But another winner for the WFO Radio Handicappers. How many is that on the season? Do you even know?
Oof, like
all
10.
Many. So that's great. And it's good that Tommy Noodles gets on the board. It's very exciting. Tommy will go first, followed by Bob, followed by me, followed by Giovanni. And here are the odds, as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting, for the GoBowling.com 400, one of my favorite sponsors. I like to go bowling. Do you go bowling?
I've never been bowling online.
You've never waited online for bowling?
GoBowling.com.
You've never gone to GoBowling.com?
No. I've been to, like, the local bowling establishment.
That's what it is. It's like
I've thrown some rocks.
Throwing rocks tonight. Clearly.
But I never considered going online before I went to the bowling alley. Like, what, to reserve my shoes or the lane or something?
No. It's like, that's like visitflorida.com. It's like a group of bowling enthusiasts that are getting together to encourage others to go bowling. And that's the sponsorship. I guess they feel like bowling as
it.
A sport is kind of dying, and they want to
bump
it up a little bit. They want to give it a little bit of, you know, like a little juice. You know what I mean? Like give it a little, like a little bit more. They need a little bit more, the bowling. And so they sponsor Pocono so people start going bowling. So I'll give you the odds for the GoBowling.com 400. William Hill, the home of betting, sees co-favorites Jimmy Johnson and Brad Keselowski, 11-2. Jeff Gordon is 7-1, along with Kevin Harvick. Dale Earnhardt Jr., the most recent winner at Pocono, is 8-1. At 10-1, you got Joy. 10-1, you got Casey Kane. And at 10-1, you have Denny Hamlin. Those are the favorite picks. That's it.
Roy!
At 15-1, dark horses, Kyle Busch, Tony Stewart, Matt Kenseth, and Kurt Busch are all 15-1. That's pretty good. At 20-1, you got Kyle Larson. At 25-1, you've got Ryan Newman. At 40-1, you've got Clint Boyer and Carl Edwards. Carl Edwards, a 40-1 shot. That is pretty amazing. Where'd the music go? Come back. Brian Vickers is 50-1. Jamie McMurray is 60-1, along with Clint Boyer. Did I say that? Where'd that come from? I meant Greg Biffle. Clint Boyer is just coming out. like in that commercial where he's driving around with Danica. Oh, remind me to talk about Danica at the ESPYs at the tail end when we're doing Tools. Paul Menard, 75-1. 100-1, you've got Martin Truex Jr. and Austin Dillon. 200-1, you got Marcos Ambrose and Eric Almirola. 250-1, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the boyfriend, and 300-1, Danica Patrick. Those are the odds for the GoBowling.com 400. Any chance to play some Lebowski stuff? Gotta love it.
Dude,
man, one of the great characters of all time in all history. So those are the odds. Tommy Noodles goes first.
I'm throwing rocks tonight. Mark it, dude.
There it is. Poor Donnie. Didn't really like that. And there's a lot can happen out there on the lanes.
Smokey, this is not Nom. This is bowling. There are rules.
There are rules, Smokey. Like you're supposed to call in after you make your picks, which Tommy Noodles did not.
That's too... Even on the day he won...
I don't know what to say, man. It's very disappointing.
You know, I was one for giving Tommy credit for the win, but now I'm having second thoughts here.
Real disappointing, man. What's up with this guy? He's winning. He does good. He does all of these different things. And
I'm cool with whatever.
I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss. Like, Tommy, make the call, man. What are you doing? Make the call. Make the call. Tommy Noodles, let's do it. What are you doing?
This aggression will not stand, man.
The aggression will not stand, Tommy Noodles. You need to make the call. Because I think it's preposterous. But then, of course, you know what Tommy is going to say to this whole nonsense.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
It's like my opinion, of course. Tommy Noodles takes joy. Say it to right.
Joy.
Joey Logano as the favorite at 10-1. And Carl Edwards at 40-1 as his dark horse. He takes that. Carl Edwards. And doesn't bother to call. Giovanni, how long does Tommy Noodles get to never call and not give his picks and not call in and still be involved in this whole deal? How many weeks?
He doesn't have a lot left.
About 30, man.
It's a problem. I don't even know what the story is, but he needs to realize something.
You're not dealing with morons here.
Are you sure?
Right. Bob Smith is next. Bob, he does make the call.
All right.
Bob has made the call. It's very interesting to see Bob making the call. Bob made a call earlier, but then Bob made a later call. Let's see what Bob called in.
WFO, guys. WFO. We're picking behind Tommy. What is going on in this world? Anyway, congratulations to Tommy. Let's get to our picks. We're at Pocono this week. Again, another flat track, a lot of speed. You know what? It worked out well for me last week. I'm going to go with Brad Keselowski again. We'll see what happens. Now, for my long shot, I'm going to go with a guy that did well. You know, he ended up with second. He played it well. I'm going to go with Kyle Busch and see what happens here. My first choice in this race was Denny Hamlin, but bam, he got hit with those points, and I just can't come right back with him. Might be the smart play, but I'll leave that to you guys. All right, enjoy the races, guys, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Wow, Bob Smith weighing in with a little Brad K and a little Kyle Busch. How can you go wrong with Brad K back at Pocono after the big he gave Dale Earnhardt Jr. the lead in the win a couple of weeks back?
He gifted it. I got to say, I was looking at Hamlin too, but as soon as that penalty came down, I'm like, that first week might be a little bit of turmoil.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't take him to win. I don't know.
Well, because this is a Denny Hamlin track.
It was.
Yeah, I guess.
The GoBowling.com 400.
This is what happens, Larry.
I am next. And Gio is very disappointed and angry at me because I have not made my picks, and therefore he is unable to make his picks.
Correct.
And, you know, you got...
You're holding back progress over here, man.
Jobber Chavez!
I do not roll on Chavez. I'm going Dale Jr. again.
Oh, my.
To sweep Jesus. It. To sweep it. He won here. What's wrong with that? The guy, he won it already. He won last time. He's going to win it again, man. He's going to win it again. You're protesting. What is the protesting for?
It's Bush League psycho stuff.
Come on, man. And now, the dark horse. I'm going Tony Stewart, just because when he wins a race, I want to be able to say that I am the one in this crew that supported him, and I am the one who had his back during his downtime, and that I am the one
who called him washed up at the beginning of the race.
Who did not think he was washed up, because that's it. So give me Dale Jr. at 8-1 and Tony Stewart at 15-1 to win the GoBowling.com 400.
Beautiful Jesus.
And now Giovanni.
All right.
Well, we're going to the Long Pond, Pennsylvania. The Tricky Triangle, the Roval, Pocono. And I got to say, I love all the picks. Brad K. dominated the first race, gifted it to Junior. Junior won that first race. So you can't go wrong with those guys. Joy being in the same on the same team as Brad. You can't go wrong with picks like that. But your guys' picks are just not as good as my pick.
Yeah.
Going last and seeing who is left on the board, I'm going to have to go with Jeff Gordon to win back-to-back and make it 91 wins this weekend at the Tricky Triangle. That's who I wanted to pick last week, and I used a Joe theory, and it went right up against me.
What is this? You're backpedaling? You're complaining to something about last week? What? You're saying that you wanted to pick someone last week, a week ago?
I'm not going to play the audio.
Talked you into something?
I'm not going to play the audio. No, you didn't talk me into anything. I just used one of your silly theories that when Jimmy Johnson's on the board and you're picking last, you got to take him.
This is what happens, Larry.
This is what happens, Mr. Costello. This week, Gio takes Jeff Gordon to go back-to-back, which he has done a multitude of times in his career. Jeff Gordon as the favorite. And looking at the long shots, while there's a lot of good guys there, I'm not going to go too far. At 15-1, give me the brother, Kurt Busch, ran very well here a couple weeks ago, came in third, if I'm not mistaken. So give me Gordo and Kurt Busch. There you have it. Take those tickets to the window.
You're being very undid.
Well, there you have it. Giovanni of Miami takes Jeff Gordon on in the black SS with the navigation and Kurt Busch. And I took Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Tony Stewart because I still believe in this guy. I still believe in him at 15-1. Are you kidding me? And Dale Jr., of course, to sweep it at Pocono. Bob Smith takes Brad Kay and Kyle Busch and Tommy Noodles, who does not even bother to call in and say, hey, this is Tommy, and I feel like it was a good week, and I'm glad I won. He doesn't even grace us with that.
Unbelievable.
Takes Joey Logano and Carlin. And those are the picks for the GoBowling.com 400. Anytime, I love playing the Lebowski drops.
Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's like absolutely one of the greatest movies of all time. I can't say enough about it. The sheer greatness of it. And what are you going to do? You know, it's just greatness. Walter is one of the great characters of all time.
Jobber Shabbos!
Really?
The Chinaman took off running.
There it is. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Please.
That wasn't me. It was Louis.
Please.
The Chinaman took off running.
Please.
You're being very undid.
It's all Walter. All right, so it is the tail end of the show. Let me say to everybody out there, this has been a fast one since we had the Marlins Park and the lightning storm and all the chaos and mayhem. And so here's a quick rapid fire. One, our great friends from Poker Action Line are about to come into the studio. And we would love, we don't feel like you're cheating on us in any way, shape, or form, if you check out their show and maybe even do a little interacting like, hey, Big Dave, I have a poker question about poker. Man,
a bad beat. I was watching the big one for one drop last night on ESPN.
Yeah, you got more to that?
No, that was just it. It was on last night. I turned on the ESPN, and
they're
showing
be all over.
World Series of Poker.
They had a great show last week.
I didn't realize watching poker was...
$280,000 the chick won. For not even winning?
No, $189,000.
For not even winning?
No, she came in second in event number 45.
She just learned how to play a couple of weeks ago.
But she spanks her husband left and right. He's never beat her in a competition.
And she's better at poker, too. So check out Poker Action Line. Two. Our great friends up in Seattle, thank you very much for distributing WFO stuff, gear and whatnot, the stickers. Three, if you want some free stickers, self-addressed stamp envelope. I must say I've gone to the envelope, to the P.O. box a couple of times now and found no envelopes. So it seems like everybody in the WFO audience that wanted some stickers has already asked for them, and that's it. P.O. Box 848353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. Send an envelope, and I'll fill it with some stickers. And if you've gotten some stickers in the past, I'll send you some more, as long as you're using them for the proper purposes. The WFO keychains are in the WFO store. $8 plus $2 shipping. Just buy them up, please, so we can get the T-shirts going. The T-shirt stuff, post your ideas on the Facebook page. Now, just a quick note, because we got to move, baby. We got to move. This is big stuff. We got all kinds of stuff going on this weekend. The ESPY Awards. I've posted on our Facebook page a story from USA Today, the best dressed athletes at the ESPY Awards. And you know who was one of the first people on there, Giovanni, in Miami?
Dan Yanka.
Wrong.
Say what?
Courtney Force. Did you see Courtney Force?
I did. I got to say, I didn't really appreciate her white dress as much as I did Danica's.
Well, now that is a different competition. I'm going to show you the photograph. And
I saw it. I saw her. I actually watched the awards. I watched them on a replay that they showed a couple of nights later.
This photograph I saw is like hot. Like, I don't know. I'm feeling like...
Look, I don't want to come across wrong. I think she looked great. But I honestly got to say, I thought that Danica was far superior when she went to hand. I don't like the bottom of it.
The little mini tininess.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not sure about the whole look of that. It looks like shorts. It looks like skirt.
Does it look like skirt?
Kind of, sort of. Whoa, who's that?
But see, now that's Danica. That's the thing. It's like, all right.
But
like
Danica, I don't know about on the red carpet, but when Danica came out to give that award for best male athlete or whatever it was, I think Courtney looks great. But Danica looked spectacular.
Danica showed that
Drake guy that was hosting even had to give a nod earlier when he was giving the song about people finishing second. Then
Danica actually looks like, I'm going to say this, and I hope I don't get letters.
She looks supermodel like, dude.
Well, I think she looks practically naked. Like, I can see everything that I want to see.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, it's a skin tight dress.
I can see the blood pumping through her body.
Oh my!
When she walked out on the stage, I got a huge smile on my face, and I said to myself, that's superstar stuff right there. When she wants to turn it on, she can look gorgeous. And at the ESPYs, she did, which, by the way, why do you think they put her out there for best male athlete? They sent out...
Not only that, they sat her in the front row, front and center.
Yeah.
She looked great. By the way, Jenny Finch is no sight for sore eyes.
So there's a little vote going on here. And what I find to be interesting is, there's Sharapova.
No, in the red dress. I know who Maria is.
Sharapova. But you know who's winning?
Who's the girl in the red dress?
I don't know. We'll
Danica's winning.
Danica and Courtney are 1-2.
Woo!
Danica is winning by a considerable margin. Danica has 40-something percent.
How come there's some dude there in the best dress list?
Because they put dudes in there, too. This red right here?
Oh, that's Lolo.
Lolo. I'm against Lolo. I don't like her. I don't know why.
I don't want to say I don't like her, but I kind of feel sorry for her.
Graham Rahal, Courtney's boyfriend, is also in there, too.
Well, he was there.
Mr. Courtney Force.
Yeah, I kind of see him by her side all the time.
He was best dressed. He's just wearing a gray suit. But I got to say, what is the first thought that entered my mind when I saw Danica Patrick? And I got to say, it was... There was no disrespect intended when I said this either. It was just like, I don't think Ricky Stenhouse is handling, it just seems like a lot to handle.
No.
I mean, look at that. That's outrageous. And all you folks that, for whatever reason, are drumming up any kind of negative anything about Danica, why? Why? Like, what is the point? You don't want to see more of this around the Cup Series garage? Like, you don't love that? I love this. This is like love. You kidding me? Look at that. She's got a hot, smoking little body, and she's dressed up for the ESPYs in a white, beautiful, white, skin-tight dress, walks out. The guy she was with, I forget who it was stumbling all over her ridiculously. Just send her out there by herself. Here's what needs to happen. Danica needs to break up with Ricky Stenhouse and start hooking up with some real, like, A-list Hollywood celeb type.
I think Danica stands all on her own.
What was the Drake? Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what was Drake saying in his song?
It was a song about coming in second.
Right. And that...
About being the...
Hey, Danica, you're the only NASCAR driver we even
know.
And
he said something about, Danica, even though you don't win much, you're the only NASCAR driver we still know.
Right. Why?
Because she's gorgeous.
There it is.
That's it.
I got no problem with that. We need to see more Danica Patrick. See, the shamers, she used to do these spreads in magazines with little clothes on, and they all shamed her out of it. Now that she's made it, she feels like she doesn't need to do that anymore.
I'll bring that in next week if you want.
She needs to do more. Like, this is, she looks, in right here, I don't want to sound like I'm going too crazy over it, but normally, after a certain age, the women, there's a taper.
Hey, here, I'll put it to you in layman's terms. The saying goes, women age. Men age gracefully. Women just age.
I think Danica looks maybe better than she has ever looked before right here.
She does. She looks very great. Great. Absolutely.
See, when you're young, it's all fillet steak. But as the years go by...
Fillet?
Yes. You need to learn to appreciate the cheaper cuts. Anyway, that's it. Geo's Tools, please. I know
tools.
You got a bunch.
There's lots of tools today.
Yeah.
Let's start with St. Ives. City in, it's a town in England on the beach coast. It's also skin care, body care, and facial care and hand products from St. Ives.
It's not a 40 ounce?
No, there's also a 40 ounce, but in this particular case.
Okay.
Okay.
There it is.
No, that was only number one. Number two, Richard Petty got his 90th win at North Wilkesboro on September 29th in 1968. So before our time.
Before we were born.
Before we were even born. David Pearson got his in Hotlanta on March 21st, 1976, the year the Bronx was burning.
So we were alive for the Silver Foxes.
But we were three years old.
We were 3 years old.
We were like the Gray. I mean, we were probably raising hell.
And Jeff Gordon, 90 wins. Wow.
Absolutely.
And what else? What else?
That's all I
you
had.
Some
those
more
tools
out there? Didn't I ask what you to calculate the ratio of the flux capacitor that makes time travel possible? How
yes.
fast do you have to go?
Man, what the heck just happened there?
Joy. And there you go, folks. Another edition of WFO Radio. How fun was that? I felt like it was great.
Yeah.
I like the tribute sound effects. It's going crazy. There is a reason.
I know,
you don't just give the soundboard just to anybody because they go nuts. You know, there's a lot of special. That's special. There's emotional connection to many of those.
Absolutely.
I feel emotional and, like, emotional. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Obviously, at the tail end of every show, we ask you to do a couple of things and comply. Most importantly, share the show. Hey, friend, you know, I listen to these guys, and they're pretty funny, and, you know, they'll send a message to you as the first-time listener and implore you to listen to the show and buy their stuff and support their sponsors on a weekly basis. And so sharing the show. You know who's doing a great job sharing the show? Northwest Nitro Fanatics, Rich and Saugus, Bobby Graham. Those guys, they share the show. Fernando, everybody, they're sharing the show with their friends.
What do all those guys except Bobby have in common?
I don't know.
West Coast guys.
West Coast? Yeah, you know, Bobby Graham is in the Bayou. The Bayou loves us.
Yeah, that's right. So does the Midwest.
There are some people who I have not even made contact with who share the show on a weekly basis. We really appreciate it. That's how we get new listeners. If you are a new listener and you listen to the show, what I would say is it takes a couple of weeks to kind of get what's going on. So we'll see you next week, okay? Report back. Download the app. It's free. Enable push notifications. We'll send you a push. For those of you who are sitting by the phone ready to call in when the phone's open this week, hey, just blame the lightning storm. It was crazy. Gio's running around with a tinfoil hat on his head. Couldn't take calls like that. Next week we'll do it. And that's going to do it. That's all I've got. We've got the Poker Action Line show coming up later. Download their podcast, too. You'll like it. informative and funny. And, of course, Nitro with the Northwest Nationals winners next week. We'll see you then.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.